Give me a drink of water. I'm thirsty. I want a drink of water. No, now, not later, now. Mommy, what are you doing? I want to tell you something. First coming, then I'll tell you. It's a secret. It's about Willie and the teacher, and he called her a stupid dope. Mommy, do you hear me? Give me a drink of water. Mommy, turn the light on. I can't see. The chair's moving. There's a funny animal on the wall. You coming, Ma? There's an aeroplane in the room and it's flying all around. It's flying in my head. Ma. Mommy, give me a drink of water. Seymour's mother always gives him water, he told me. And sometimes his mother lets him get it himself. And that crazy Barbara in school today, she scratched me. It hurts too. You wanna see it, Ma? I need a bandage it up. Mommy, oh, Mommy, tell me a story. The one about the king who lived in the woods. And he killed a wicked dragon with his magic sword. The one I like, tell me that one. Tell me, Mommy, tell me. I'm gonna tell Daddy you're not a good mommy. You never listen to me. You bad, naughty mommy. Mommy, give me a drink of water. Give me a cookie too. Turn the light on. Tell me a story. The one about the, you know, Mommy. Tell me a drink of water.
be screaming! Pushes me into a car compactor! And my body's a big bloody chunk of flesh everywhere! So I put myself in a plastic bag! And I go home! And I go up on the front step and I say, Mom, I think my back is broken!
Well, it's broken, you'd be screaming!
Workshop, you know, mm-hmm. I took one of them linoleum knives, yeah. And I spread my toes apart and started sawing back and forth, and then I took a little bottle of that,
Tabasco sauce?
Yeah, and I just sprinkled it in between my toes.
Yeah?
Kokomo, Bokomo, talk about a hot sweat.
Sounds painful.
It was. I hate when I do that.
I know what you mean. It's like the other day, I had nothing to do, so I grabbed one of those,
meat thermometers?
Yeah, and I shoved it into my ear, you know, just to see how far in I could get it to go. Well, it only went in about 3 inches, so I took one of those,
ball peen hammers?
Right, and I gave it a few extra whacks, you know, boy, is that painful.
Ooh!
Ow! Ouch! I hate when that happens.
Come here, boy.
Ooh!
Ow!
I hate when I do that.
I know what you mean. It's like the other day. I was in my bathroom, not doing nothing, just smelling the drain in the sink. Mm-hmm. And I pulled down my pants, and then this, and I grabbed one of them,
double-edged disposable razors?
Yeah. And I start shaving my hiney, you know?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I got nicked up pretty good after about 20 minutes, so I ran into my,
foyer?
Yeah. And I squatted in a bowl of gin. Holy moly, talk about a sting fest.
I know what you mean, pal. I was in the kitchen, you know, just eating an anchovy on a cruller. So I took my,
self-cutting movie projector?
Yeah, and you know the slot where the film feeds in?
Yeah.
Well, I put my tongue in there, you know, just to see how far in I could get it to go.
Yeah.
Well, I switched the machine on, and my tongue started going into the machine. It was wild. It was threading all around. It was going up and down and all around. But then it got jammed. My tongue was resting against the,
red-hot projector bulb?
Right. And I started smelling smoke. It was like I was cooking up a whole batch of,
country-style patty sausages?
Yeah. And I couldn't get it out. It was jammed. So I reached for one of those,
shrimp forks?
Yeah, and I just plucked it out of there. Boy, I hate when that happens.
I know what you mean.
Ooh.
Ow.
Ouch. I hate when that happens.
Tell me about it.
Ooh, ow.
Ouch.
I hate when I do that.
I know what you mean.
Today I was sitting on the stoop, not doing much, just burning the hair off my arms and my magnifying glass. And I reached for that,
6-inch replica of the Empire State Building?
Yeah, and I jammed it up my nose, you know, just to see how far in I could get it to go. Well, it only got up to the,
85th floor?
Yeah, so I took one of those,
things that you shake up and it snows inside?
Right, and I started whacking the bottom of that thing. Well, I must have hit it too hard, Frankie, because the point popped up out of the top of my head. I look weird, I did. I look like that,
Living unicorn in the Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Circus?
Yeah, I hate when that happens.
I know what you mean. Sounds like the time my staple belonged to my face.
It was more like the time I hammered the golf tee into my belly button.
Or like the time I threw my legs up over my head and scraped the back of my thighs with a cheese grater.
No, I think it was like the time I was at the bowling alley and I rested my head down on the,
ramp where the balls come back?
Yeah. Remember my head looked like,
Soup cake?
No,
Bag of puppy chow?
No, it was the,
Baboon's bum.
Yeah. I hate when that happens.
So it's the name.
Somebody came up to me and said, "Postman, you're gonna go to the trouble of opening up your mouth to sing. You might as well have something to sing about." I said, "Put on some pants!"
There's a valley where the rabbits live. It's called Rabbit Valley. But you can't go there unless you're a rabbit. Then you can go there, but you're not a rabbit. So you can't go there. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah.
Just say that sometimes you have to break the rules.
So I went there, you know I'm not a rabbit. I wore a rabbit suit to Rabbit Patty, but they knew I was a rabbit, so they beat me up.
Back to Rabbit Valley, but I'm not wearing no stupid rabbit suit either.
I'm going back as a human being.
I'm going back as a human being with dignity and pride.
I'm going back as a man.
I'm going back as a postman.
I'm going back as a postman who just so happens to be a human being.
I'm going back as a postman who just so happens to be a human being who just so happens to be carrying a big gun in his hand. Hey!
Has a human foot on his keychain. That's not the scary part. What I want to know is what those keys are for.
It's awfully quiet here in Rabbit Valley.
Oh.
All right, come on, come on, come on. Get down, get down. All right. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good day. KBC here with you with another episode of The Bit Slap. Songs of mirth and merriment for you. Picked out individually with you in mind because I know you personally would like them. Started with Danny Kaye. Mommy, give me a glass of water. Danny was born as David Daniel Kaminsky. Best known for his movies, of course. Walter Mitty, The Inspector General, The Five Pennies with Louis Armstrong. Billions of others. He was married to songwriter Sylvia Fine, who wrote a lot of her songs with him in mind. You know how he sings. So, but did you know that he was the original owner of the Seattle Pilots, who are now the Milwaukee Brewers, even though he was always a Dodger fan? Didn't know that, did you? That's why I'm here. Glad to help. After that, The Happy Flowers. If it was broken, you'd be screaming! That was Mr. Anus, also known as Charlie Kramer, and Mr. Horribly Charred Infant, otherwise known as John Beers. I love those little happy tunes. After that, Billy Crystal and Christopher Guest. I hate when that happens. And I think that came right off of Saturday Night Live, not sure. Billy Crystal played Jody Dallas on the TV show Soap. He was one of the first openly gay characters on TV. And he's been married to one Janice Goldfinger since 1970. Add it up, that's almost 40 years. That doesn't happen, does it? I don't know. Christopher Guest, you may call him the fifth Baron Hayden Guest. He inherited that title from his father, from England. And, of course, he's best known for his films Best in Show, A Mighty Wind, Spinal Tap, etc. And he's the lucky bastard that's married to Jamie Lee Curtis since 1984. After that, the Four Postmen and Rabbit Valley. And the joke's on them because there are actually five postmen, okay? One, two, three, four, five. But, of course, these guys are from L.A. They may not know much better. They formed themselves in 1992 and were signed by NBC to make a show about themselves, but I don't think it ever happened. And this came from two albums, a song so great it happened twice, The U.S. Mail and Looking for Grandpa. And like most people from L.A., they're all part-time actors doing stuff we've never heard of. So, more stuff you never heard of now.
Manure is on the air. Manure is in the air.
Manure is in the air. Manure is in the air. Hi, 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 ho. Manure is in the air.
Tramp, 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 the boys are marching. Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize how many deaths are caused each year by trying to sidestep manure? This won't happen if you use O'Brien's non-skid manure. We won't go into detail about the wonderful qualities, but let me read an unsolicited testimonial from Mortimer Dingleberry, first lieutenant of the finest white fleet, the New York Street Cleaners. Every day this faithful little army is at work, rain or shine, snow or sleet, parades or circuses. They never shirk their work protecting you. Here is the letter, quote, "Gentlemen, I am no mere novice in this profession, having served 23 years without so much as having missed a horse. And I want to say that an experienced eye, hand, and nose can detect any imitation of non-skid manure immediately. I owe all my success of my little penthouse garden to O'Brien's non-skid manure," unquote. Thank you, Mr. Dingleberry. And now the boys play Just an Echo in the Valley with vocal interpolations by the entire ensemble.
Thank you. Valley. No snicko, not in my pants. No snicko, no snicko, no snicko, not in my pants.
Sit upon the highest court around. that I'm in awe of your peculiar martial law. Your brand of jurisprudence is renowned. Opinions you have rendered make me cheer. Your arguments are music to my ear. Protect the Constitution from the sort of people that I fear. Poetic justice, Thurgood, would I appoint you? Sure I would. Poetic justice, Thurgood, you're good. I compliment decisions you have made. Cases like Roe versus Wade. And even when you're just dissenting, your resolve is unrelenting, and your sense of fairness is displayed. Poetic justice, Thurgood, could I endorse you? Sure I could. Poetic justice, Thurgood, Thurgood, should I adore you? Sure I should. Poetic justice, Thurgood, you're good. Poetic justice, Thurgood, by now it should be understood. Poetic justice, Thurgood, you're good.
Seven, eight. Love is like fries. There's all different sizes of fries. Do you like fries? There's small fries and medium fries and big fries, super big Mondo fries. The best one's the biggest and the tastiest of all. The fries are free for you. Love is like ice cream, it will melt right in your mouth. Love is like fries, oh I see that. Love can be brutal, love can be blind, but fries can be anything you have on. The best ones, the best.
walking the lab late one night when I heard the gurgle of a water pipe. So I turned to see my monster in a cloud of smoke, who said, "This shit ain't bad. Here, have a toke.
We smoked some hash.
We smoked some monster hash.
Some monster hash.
It was his personal stash.
We smoked some hash.
We got completely trashed.
A monster hash.
We smoked some monster hash. As we parted in the castle with the living dead. Mouths were dry and eyes were red. The ghouls and goblins shrieked and screamed. Won't somebody please pass the Visine?
They smoked some hash.
They smoked some monster hash.
Some monster hash.
From Frankie's personal stash.
We smoked some hash.
And they all were smashed.
A monster hash.
They smoked some monster hash. The mummy was toking on a ball. Wolfman said, "Don't bogart that, pass it along." The swamp thing was toasted, rolling on the floor, laughing hysterically and pleading for more. The scene was rocking as the werewolves moved to the undead reggae band's dance hall grooves. Meanwhile, in the kitchen, Frankenstein baked some Alice B. Toklas brownies and cakes.
We ate some hash.
We ate some monster hash.
Some monster hash.
It had the graveyard smash.
We ate some hash.
And we all got trashed.
A monster hash.
We ate some monster hash. The party would have gone on till we all passed out. But just then we heard a blood-curdling shout. Watch out! Beware! Cover your necks! Dracula's got the munchies and he's totally wrecked.
He smoked some hash.
He smoked some monster hash.
Some monster hash.
He was completely smashed.
He smoked some hash.
That Transylvanian's trash.
A monster hash.
He smoked some monster hash.
Whoa.
Now every night the dead rise up from the grave.
Whoa.
To partake in a happening THC rave. For you, the living, this hash was meant to.
Whoa.
When you get to my door, just say the toys sent you.
We'll smoke some hash.
We'll smoke some monster hash.
Some monster hash.
And we'll all get trashed.
We'll smoke some hash.
From my personal stash. We'll smoke some monster hash.
Who's that wicked looking man over there? Who is he?
Hey, kids, come here a minute. I got a good thing for you. I'm a Salvatore Scungio. And I'ma bring you something from the old country. Some Pakistani bliss of hashish to blow your head right off. I brought it from the real old country. Ah, come on, the kids. You like it?
No, 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 no. Man and the ring. We said to say no.
For you, kids, and all of you other kids out there in Radioland, support your government's seemingly hopeless struggle against the scourge of expanding consciousness, which is sweeping Radioland. Learn to say no, and say it often. A message from your government hand-to-hand with the Advertising Services Service of Babylon.
I feel as sick as I can be. Got a fever of 103. Excuse me, ma'am. Must have been something I ate. Taking a had a call, alcohol rub. Hypodermic needles, hot water tubs. Excuse me, ma'am. Must have been something I ate. Doctors have examined me. They can't find nothing wrong. Then I get weak all over every time you come along. Is this love or indigestion? I always ask myself this question. Excuse me, ma'am. Must have been something I had. Excuse me, ma'am. Excuse me, ma'am. this morning I felt so strong, but then a pretty girl come along. Excuse me, ma'am, must have been something I had. Staying up nights and walking the floor. I used to could sleep, but I can't no more. Excuse me, ma'am, must have been something I had. Doctors have examined me, they can't find nothing wrong. But then I get weak all over every time you come along. Is this love or indigestion? I always ask myself this question. Excuse me, ma'am, must have been something I had. Excuse me, ma'am.
To tramp the streets beneath the stars and knock off Abergeezer's motor cars. I used to flog them down the lane. I'd never heard of Wormwood Scrubs. One night a friendly Roger noticed me fiddling round with an ignition key. He said, "You're just a blood we need to fill a space in Wormwood Scrubs." He put an hand up on me wrist. I said, "What's this? I shall resist." So with me arm he done the twist, and then he hit me nut. And now I lie in bed and can't be stirred. Behind a great big shed of iron bars, I hear the motors going by, and here am I in Wormwood Scrubs. He put an ant on me wrist. I said, "What's this? I shall resist." So with me arm he done the twist, and then he banged me nut. And now I lie in bed and can't be stirred. Behind a great big set of iron bars, I hear the motors going by, and here am I in Wormwood Scrubs. La-dee-dee. Keep going, lads, and have a chorus of mat. La-dee-dee, come on, lads. Evening, come on, lads. Dee-dee-dee. Give my legend.
All right, I've heard this before. This guy takes forever to get going, so we'll just start talking and let him catch up. Where were we? Bitslap, KBC, here with you, right? Okay. Comments, kbcradio@hotmail.com. Got that? Okay. Start with Just an Echo in the Valley from the New Yorkers. I'll try to find out something about that. All I could find was a website that had old New York cartoons. And that, of course, kept me busy most of the day. So, sorry about that. We'll work on that. Mike Reckner after that, the protest song. Sorry, but the less we know about this guy, the better. This is from a cassette that I just sucked dry and then tossed out. Like an old shoe. After that, Poetic Justice Thurgood from Something Fierce. This little gem came to us on a disc with Satan Claus, a Christmas song written and performed by Jeff Carpenter. That was a live recording, by the way, in case you did the score at home. Of course, Thurgood Marshall argued the case of Brown versus the Board of Education in front of the Supreme Court in the early 50s and wound up on the court from 67 to 1991 and was replaced by the abomination Clarence Thomas. Died in 1993. Something like that. Pete Redman, Love Is Like Fries, I guess. I don't know. Another cassette that I just sucked dry and tossed out like an old clamshell. Then The Toys, Monster Hash. They were a reggae band from Grants Pass, Oregon. Best known, of course, for Smoke Two Joints. Everybody knows that one. And this is their other best known hit. They were tireless advocates of legalization of the dreaded marijuana. And then Tiny Hill, Must have been something I had. And I don't know if this is the Hilltoppers, Tiny Hill, or some other guy. All I could find was mention of some guy named Harry Lawrence Hill. 400 pounds worth. And it may not be the same one, because apparently he was a jazz band leader. I don't know if this was him or not, but makes for good copy. Hey. Then the Wormwood Scrubs Tango from Spike Milligan. It's a prison, Wormwood Scrubs is, in the west of London, in the borough of Hammersmith and Fulham. Keith Richards stayed there once. And anytime you see a prison movie in Britain, some guy getting out of prison to freedom, carrying his little meager belongings, he's coming out of Wormwood Scrubs. That's the set they used. And it was constructed entirely with inmate labor, finished about 1891. Imagine building something like that and knowing you got to live in it. Anyway, we're here. Like I said, I try to do research on these things. I look up in Wikipedia, I look up on Google, and I look up on the FMU website. Sometimes we find them, sometimes we don't, but we try. And sometimes I find a New Yorker cartoon site that keeps me busy all day, so I don't get these things done on time. So we're working on it, I swear, we are. So anyway, like I said, kbcradio@hotmail.com if you want to get in touch with me. I will write back, and got more stuff for you right now. You just hang in there, because it's going to be weird. Got it? Okay. I'll see you in a bit.
Ensnares you, frenzied animals. infest the hills and slopes. Everyone avoids the deadly step of scope. So the Amazon is calling, yes, the Amazon is calling.
The jaws that bite, the claws that catch. Beware the chop, chop, bird and shark, the flukiest band that snatch. The frillig and the slithy toads did gyre and gimble in the wave. Or mimsy were the borogroves and the mome raths outgrabe. Beware the jabberwock, my son, the jaws that bite, the claws that catch. Beware the chop chop bird and shark, the flukiest band of snatch. And as in a fish thought he stood, the Jabberwock with eyes of flame came whiffling through the tulgey wood and burbled as it came. Beware the Jabberwock, my son, the jaws that bite, the claws that catch. Beware the chop chop bird and shark, the flukiest band of snatch. One, two, and through, and through his vorpal blade went snick-snack. He left it dead, and with its head he came galumphing back. Galump, galump, galump. Beware the Jabberwock, my son, the jaws that bite, the claws that catch. Beware the chop-chop bird and shark, the flukiest band of snatch.
This is the plea of a poor little tropical fish. It's very sad, and we must be very quiet, please. The butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, the clerk and the trombone player, the child on the street and the ultra elite, all write letters to the mayor. LaGuardia's most conscientious, he tries to grant everyone's wish. But they went in one better when he got a letter from somebody's tropical fish. Dear Mayor, the letter began, I'm writing as fish to man. Our tanks overheated and we're being treated like common sardines in a can. The way people watch us is quaint. Our privacy's something what ain't. So be a good fella, my dear Fiorella, and hear a poor fish's complaint. To be quite specific, the food is terrific. We're on the hay diet, you really should try it. It tastes like the hook, gee, I wish we could cook. The service is lousy, we have no back housey, and it's some spot to be in with no pot to cook in. The innocent fawners are hiding in corners, their love life is wearing, with human eyes staring. Why can't we have covers like those birdcage lovers? They are hidden each night till the morning sunlight, then brought out to bask with no questions asked. Dear Mayor, I've been very frank, but you don't know life in a tank. Believe me, it's hellish, and you wouldn't relish to sleep in the water you drank. Now here's what we tropicals wish. Some bedrooms to give us ambition. Less public relations and more comfort stations. Yours truly, A Tropical Fish.
Don't have to be beautiful to be my snake. I just like your elongated body, for heaven's sake. You don't need to be a boa constrictor. Hey, a grass snake is fine. I'll take an anaconda any day. We'll have a charming time. You don't have to eat mice to live with me. Poisonous fangs are okie dokie. Ain't no particular eel I'm more inclined to feel. I just want your scaly skin and your yes. Ah. Oh. You got to not talk herpetology, 'cause that's a pain in the ass. I don't need no vipers, mama. I never drive in the rain. Huh? I want you to be wrapped around me. Come on, give me a squeeze. You don't have to be a copperhead to know how to tease. You don't have to eat mice to live with me. Poisonous fangs are okie dokie. Ain't no particular eel I'm more inclined to feel. I just want your scaly skin and your yes. Ooh. Uh-oh. I think I'm gonna dance. Ooh. Hey. Mamba with the mamba.
Serpents that talks
make good pets. I say they make good pets. Shed your skin, honey. Pick your tongue. And you can get a crush on me. You don't have to be a rattlesnake to shake your tail around. I'll take an ordinary garden snake and we can slither on the ground. You don't have to eat mice to live with me. Poisonous fangs are okie dokie. Ain't no particular eel I'm more inclined to feel. I just want your scaly skin and your hiss.
All right, bring in that slimy creep for holding on the obscene phone calls. Go over there and sit down, bad mouth.
All right, go. Copper.
I'm going to lock you up and throw away the key, boy.
You can take that key and tie it to your... sure lock.
All right, tough guy, now you're asking for it.
Why don't you go take a... get a rolling donut.
Now look, boy, don't honk me off.
Well, don't me off.
Well, the department's gonna see to it you don't call no more women and use words like and I can't even read this one.
That's flatfoot.
Oh yeah.
I suppose you never did it.
Well,
you bet your sweet to have you.
Now, just a minute. What's your name, Badmouth?
My name is George.
Did you say...
Yeah, I said...
Spelled T?
Yeah, spelled T.
Just like it sounds.
I'd like to take that badge and pin it to your tiny little...
That'll be the day, boy, when you take my badge and pin it to my tiny little... Hello? Yeah, Commissioner.
Is that the Commissioner? Him too.
You sit down there, boy, and keep your bad mouth shut. Commissioner, we're holding a boy here on obscene phone calls. Yeah, his name is... Well, now you got me there. You've been carrying on, so I haven't had a chance to ask him. I'll ask him right now. Boy, what do you do for a living?
I'm professor of English literature at Slippery Stone University, specializing in 15th century culture appreciation.
You.
Flatfoot.
Let's play on the long green.
I play it like this. I play her like this. I'm a cowboy. Got me a smoke. It's a man smoke. I smoke it like this. I'm a cowboy. Got me a kitty. Nice kitty. He sounds like this. I'm a cowboy. Got me some backup singers. Ready, boys? They sound like this.
Yes, sir, that's my baby. No, sir, that would be maybe. Yes, sir, that's my lady
girl. I'm a cowboy. Got me a bathroom. All nice and white inside. I play it like this. I'm a cowboy. Got me some hemorrhoids. Been in the saddle too long. They hurt. I'm a cowboy. I'm gonna be a rich cowboy. Then I won't care if the band sounds like this. I'm a cowboy. I'm a singing cowboy. Can't play guitar to save my life. Really, I can't. I'm a cowboy. I'm an out-of-tune cowboy. I'm gonna smoke me some cigarettes. I'm gonna drink me some coffee. I'm gonna get me some women. I'm gonna drink me some beer. I'm gonna drink a lot of beer. And I'm gonna make another record. And you know what? They'll buy it.
I have a theory about railway engines being bad-tempered. Well, when I say bad-tempered, that's putting it mildly. They're actually livid, furious beasts, and they loathe humanity. So different from a ship, which is a sad, proud, graceful creature. You know, I can never understand why an engine driver isn't afraid of the monster he's in charge of. But he isn't. And when the train's about to leave, he pulls down a lever, and this livid beast is unleashed. Like this. And so forth on its journey. Well, now we've unleashed this livid beast, we find it still equally furious, and it has a colossal argument with the rails it's running on. Like this. Biddle-a-dirt, giddle-a-dirt, diddle-a-dee, biddle-a-dirt, giddle-a-dirt, diddle-a-dirt, biddle-a-dirt, giddle-a-dirt. And that goes on the entire journey. And not only does it have a colossal argument with the rails it's running on, but also all the other rails when they dare to cross its own. Like this. Biddle-a-dirt, giddle-a-dirt, diddle-a-dee, biddle-a-dee, and so on. Well, then we get out into the country, and we come to a little rustic bridge spanning the railway. It's quite inoffensive, this dear little bridge, but the engine can't bear anything within its reach at all, so it shouts at the little bridge as it goes underneath, like this. Biddle-a-dirt, giddle-a-dirt, diddle-a-dirt, biddle-a-dirt, 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 biddle-a-dirt. Proceeding on our journey, we find from time to time that we tear through certain wayside stations where no train has ever deigned to stop. People have been standing waiting on these stations for centuries, but the engine ignores them, shouting as it rushes past like this. Then, of course, in time, we get to a manufacturing town. Now, when you get to these big towns, if you look out of the window, you'll notice some things called sidings, on which a quite inexplicable thing called shunting takes place. This, of course, is just an excuse on the part of the railway company to provide homes for old engines. You see, there comes a time with an engine when it ceases to be virile and hearty, and it just becomes long, funneled, and tiresome, so it's put on one of these sidings and given a lot of trucks to play with. And if you happen to have a bedroom anywhere near a siding, you'll find that you're woken up very early in the morning by trucks taking umbrage. And it goes like this. To the far end. Then, of course, there's another old gentleman at the other end who decides to do the same thing and biffs them all back again. And in this way, the railway company is carried on. Now, lastly, I'm going to tell you the one thing that an engine loathes more than anything else, and that is another engine coming in the opposite direction. That it cannot bear. And by this time, you'll have settled down, having got quite used to this diddle-de-dum, diddle-de-dum nonsense and all the other maddening noises, when suddenly, to your horror, this new thing bursts upon you and nearly knocks you on the carriage floor. It's the most frightening thing in the world, and it goes something like this. Well, folks, that's all. Back to the asylum. Goodbye.
I have to screen my music a little more carefully, don't you think? Started that last set with Don McLean on the Amazon, written by Vivian Ellis and Clifford Gray in 1928. That's how old that is. From the album Don McLean in 1971. That came out after American Pie. Followed that with the Jabberwock from Boeing Devine and the Beautiful Soup. Interesting story there. One Hit Wonder from 1968, and according to Richie Unterberger from the All Music Guide, Boeing Devine was Dr. Sam Hutt, known to the British 60s counterculture as the rock and roll doctor, who administered to musicians and practiced homeopathy and holistic medicine, as well as dealing with drug casualties at festivals and concerts. Although he remained a doctor, he also continued doing music for decades, including now, although he switched to country and western music under the pseudonym of Hank Wangford. And there's a lot of information about Hank Wangford in there. So let's see if I can find something by him. For you, this is what I do for you guys. Following that, Madame Spivey, back again. And the story of a tropical fish writing a letter to the mayor. I wonder if he got an answer. Princess was our old friend Anonymous. I'm not going to touch that one. The obscene phone bust was Hudson and Landry. Bob Hudson and Ron Landry, radio guys, got together at KGBS Radio in L.A. doing morning drive time stuff. They had four gold records on the Dory label, and their best known was the Ajax Liquor Store, which was their first release, and it won a Grammy. Imagine that. Following that, Ritual Number 2 was our old friends, the West Coast Pop Art Experimental Band. We're getting a lot of mileage out of that record, and it's their second one. It's the only one I've got, and we'll have more of that as time goes by. Following that, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer from Wounded John Scott Cree, a veteran British folkie who's still around doing stuff. That came out in 1975 on Pi Records, and you can find a thing on YouTube of him doing a video of this song. Interesting stuff. And he has a news page, myweb.tiscali.co.uk/John Scott Cree/news. And I'll write that out in my playlist list for you if you want to look at it. It's actually pretty interesting. You should give it a shot. Following that, Bob Walker and the Cheap Authentics. Definitely too cheap to afford any kind of a write-up anywhere. That was I'm a Cowboy. Couldn't find anything out about him. And then Reginald Gardner and Trains. He made his film debut in 1926 in the 1926 silent film The Lodger by Alfred Hitchcock. And he also played Schultz in Charlie Chaplin's Great Dictator. And when he came to the U.S., he was frequently cast as a British butler. And I think by the time this thing came around, Reginald had had quite enough. So speaking of quite enough, that's quite enough for me and for you. I do, of course, have a mystery tune for you, and it's a mystery to me this week. Why? Why? But be that as it may, I'll be back with more stuff for you next week. Enjoy your week off, and I'll see you then. Bye.
All right, old gal, this is a good morning to kill hog. You know, the wind's in the right place this morning. Looking for the fellas down here to help me make some music, too. Maybe they come in time. Help me kill these hogs and have some fresh meat. That's about to give out we've got. On to come now.
Hello, kid.
Hello, Lalo.
How are you?
Hey, Lop 8.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Think about killing hogs. No dogs coming down here. They even have some music on, some fresh meat.
Mighty good morning this morning. Get us off of cold and frost around here. You got a good drink around here, anyway.
All right. I've sure got that. Just take a good one, boys, and go put a fire on the pot.
All right.
Fine. I like backbone.
That's good liquor. Boys, take a little drink. You want a little drink, Riley?
Leave it up.
All right. Hey, get while the water's warming up. What do you say we play a little tune around here?
All right.
What do you want to play, Riley?
Why don't we play that Mississippi Sawyer? Yes.
Well, that's a good piece, all right.
Saw it to it. Boy, that water's getting hot now. We better get down here and kill them hogs and get them up here.
Knock this wood off.
Yeah, get in our close to them, boy, and get to them. Good now, boy. Hand that axe around here.
All right, you want me to hit him over there?
Yes, sir. Pour it to him.
All right, now watch him.
I'll wait now.
Hit him again. That's about got him, I believe.
I fixed it.
Drag off them plank, cowboy, and drag him out here and stick him. All right. He's bleeding good now, ain't he? Tie a rope around his nose. Let's drag him up out of that big barrel.
Here we go, boys. What are you going to do, kid? Scald him in the barrel?
Yes, sir. Get him in here now, boys.
Oh, wait a minute. Water ain't quite hot enough. While the water's getting warm, let's play another little tune.
Turn him over here. Turn him over, I think, and drag him out. Just hang him up here, boys.
Play another little tune first.
All right. Suppose we play that little tune,
Hang him up and wait him down, boys.
All right. Here we go.
Good.
Boy, look like he's greened down now. I want to take them guts out of him. Wrench off my hands good. I'm going after him now if I don't cut into him here most too deep and ruin him. Get that tub on him down here and catch him, boys.
All right, here it is. We got it.
All right, come on down. I'll hold him open a little bit. Whoop! You look at all the fat. His kidneys nearly covered up with fat. Well, take him out from under here, boys.
Oh, we got him.
Wrench off that liver good. I want to cut off a piece and cook it right now. I'm getting hungry myself.
All right.
Well, what about having a little tune now while that liver's cooking?
I'll range him down, let it drain a little bit, and we'll play a tune. What do you want
all
to play
right
now, Riley? I'm
going to play a tune now called Sugar in the Gourd.
Boy, that's a good number, ain't it?
Sure is.
Oh,
that liver taste of yours, boy?
A good liver.
Oh, that's fine. I'll save that bladder, make a football out of it. Just get him up on this old cook table now, boy, and go to cutting him up.
All right, here
we go. Bet you know how to unjoint them feet, don't you?
You bet yourself.
Well, here now, just turn him up here and take the axe and rip out that backbone. Cut out these side ribs here. Cut off them hams, Al. Get his shoulders off, boy. I want to trim good. I want a big can and a half a lard out of this now. Get over his head there, boy, and get them brains out. Burr out them ears.
I sure would like to have part of that head for New Year's Day.
Part of the head for New Year's Day?
Yes, ma'am.
That'd make good press meat, and you like to take it in press meat. All right, I'll let you cook it up.
I'd like some brains, too, because Dan sure do like brains and eggs.
Brains and eggs? That's good. I like them myself.
Mighty fine.
Well, then, about to get all this straightened out now. You just fix a place to salt him down. What about another little tune here while he's airing out? Keep the flies off of him, boy. He's turning a little warmer.
All right, Riley, what do you want to play this time?
Well, suppose we play that tune this time. Backbones and spare ribs.
Oh, that's another hot
tune. Mercy, I'll love them for dinner tomorrow.